News about the coronavirus is everywhere. TV, radio, digital.
And if there's one thing we know about modern connected kids, if they're worried about something, they're going to search up more information on it.
And this can be beneficial or anxiety producing.
Dog boobs, hilarious. Even in quarantine, she continues to do Tekashi 6ix9ine. even in the middle of goddamn quarantine, when there's absolutely no traffic on the road.
She's definitely at Taco Bell right now, just trying to fight that line, right?
Maybe she's going full survivor mode, and she's taking shooting classes or something. What I like to imagine. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet, by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. We are live from our respective bunkers. Hey, spider. Did I just fucking, what the hell? God, everything is falling apart. A spider just, I slapped my desk and a spider like came up from under my computer or something, like after my hand.
He's like I've been there before.
Ride. Yeah. I'm pretty like, this whole thing, by the way, this is It's Your Dad. I guess Dog Boobs is not here. She's, who the fuck knows what Dog Boobs is doing. And then,
My free day over here, in my bunker, Ranch Dressing Studios.
You are actually in Ranch Dressing Studios. I feel like this whole experience has made me, I don't want to say more compassionate, but it's made me a little bit more like, we're all in this together, even you spiders and dogs and fucking, you know, things that otherwise might annoy me. I'm not much for killing spiders anyway, but that moment I just had with that spider, I didn't kill him.
Yeah.
It was a real moment. So,
it's funny you bring that up. Like, I like to ask people at like a random dinner party, what's your stance? You know, you're sitting in your kitchen, a spider walks across the wall, like up high. Are you drinking a pomplamous?
You got to, dude. This has antioxidants.
Hey, cheers, man. Cheers.
It doesn't actually have, it has nothing, maybe it has fiberglass in it.
If you pour bleach in there, it will keep you safe from Corona.
That's what people are saying. That's what I read on a blog, right wing blog, the other
day. Freedomeagles.net.
Yeah, exactly.
So I meet you at a random party I've never talked to before, and I say, hey, what's your stance on a spider that walks across the wall in your own house? Like, do you let that spider pass? You kill it, or do you catch and release? You basically have three choices.
My stance,
what kind of person you are.
My stance is one of a couple things. So I'm rarely a kill the spider guy.
It's tough.
No matter how big, no matter how Australian, right? But I will look at the spider, and if the spider is just like minding its own business, I'm like, do your thing, buddy. But if the spider is like A, freaking people out and people have an instinct that they want to kill the spider, or if the spider seems like very nervous and is really struggling to make sense of what's happening, then I'll
like a time traveling spider or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
where am I?
What realm am I in? No, it's like because you can see like that spider that just ran across my desk. It was like, clearly had a moment of like fight or flight. Like somebody rattled my universe. I got to get out of here.
You guys
right?
accidentally ran into each other and you shouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, whoa. Like I'll let you go about your own way. But you bring up a funny, interesting thing, because this is one of the, we're seeing all these little byproducts of people as, like how people are in the midst of all this chaos, right? We're like learning interesting traits about people, because it kind of like has to, you're forced to go into your default setting, right? And I had this bizarre interaction with my neighbor today. There's a dog boobs, evidently, or so it says. We'll see.
Hey.
Wow.
Hi.
Enthusiastic. Are you sick right now?
No, I don't have the virus.
All right. Were you sleeping? Were you sleeping in The Sims? Like, what was going on?
I was sleeping. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I had to tell you guys the truth. I had to be real with you.
This is the time to be sleeping, technically speaking. So
I know.
Where's your goddamn video, my dude?
Okay, wait. Are we really going to be seen?
That's the experience that we're trying to go for.
All right.
Well, you know what's actually our fans. We're really
dog moves is so funny. You're like, oh.
I love this. Gross. What were you gonna say?
However you look is how people assume you look based on the way that you've presented yourself on the podcast.
I know, it's gonna be very accurate.
It's totally okay. but I was saying I had this interaction with my neighbor today. Uh-huh. And by the way, I don't think we've even said this, but today we're dedicating entirely to the coronavirus. Obviously, everybody's fucking tired of hearing about the coronavirus, of course, but I think Reddit as a coronavirus hub is actually interesting because it is doing what Reddit does best sometimes, which is like a public resource and utility, right? Like the news is doing a really good job populating. There are all these subreddits that have kind of come up that either are helping propagate information or are like very proactive people. So anyway, so we're going to be talking about that. The front page is fucking Corona. Like, let's not beat around the bush here. It's kind of what it is, but we'll highlight a couple things that are interesting though. But anyway, so I went for a run today. I saw my neighbor who was also running, and he was like, he's a really nice guy and he's from Compton. Not that that necessarily means anything, but it's really interesting because all the times I talk to him, every once in a while he'll bring it up, and he brings it up with a little bit of like, yeah, I grew up in Compton. And then he like the tone of his voice is like, you don't need to ask any more questions, man. Like, just leave it there. Yeah. And I'm always kind of like, cool, I get it. No worries. Right. And
no more.
There she is. You look great. What are you talking about?
I'm normal. Like, God damn. Take off my pimple patches, but
how quickly did it take for you to put on all the makeup that you just put on?
Oh, all of this?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm really good at putting this all on. So
yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah, it's quick. So
we went for a run, and then I passed him on the way, and he was, you know, kind of doing neighbor things to be like, you guys gonna run up that hill? Oh, you guys are crazy. And I was like, all right. Cool. So we went up the hill, and then on the other side, once we got back, we were kind of talking again. He was like being friendly. And then I mentioned to him how our neighbor across the street's mom is staying with them. She's really old. She's clearly dying, but not from the coronavirus. She just is like obviously in poor health. She's already on a ventilator. She's been on a ventilator like for as long as she's been there.
Damn.
So I said something to him that was kind of like, hey man, like, you know, I feel like it might be nice to do something for Brett. Like if he needs groceries or anything, like maybe we can pitch in and get him something. And my neighbor was kind of like, we could do that. And I had a moment where I was like, oh, you're an every man for himself guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
What is happening? Like, you are.
Yeah.
Your He's true like, self is
I
really
guess we can do yeah. that.
Yeah, it was a really weird moment. And there have been a lot of those things where, like, in the midst of the quarantine and then just, like, the weird panic and shit, there are some people that I'm just like, didn't know you had that in you, to be honest, right?
Oh, no.
And there are other people who are, like, soaring, right? There are other people who are just, like, at their best right now, who are just, like, very productive, working on cool stuff, trying to come up with interesting solutions, relatively positive, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a funny, it's a very revealing time we're in right now.
And then there's like the subset that's like me that's like asleep, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is like, you're like, this is all I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
This is, you and my girlfriend are kind of doing the same thing. Like, she watches a lot of TV, but now she's like just watching a lot of TV.
Oh,
yeah. And she's like happy as a clam, right? And I'm having moments where I'm like, I get a couple moments where I'm a little bit like, what do I do with my hands? Like, I need to do something. I need to like be creative or like work on some shit.
Yeah.
Like organize stuff or something. And then she's kind of looking at me like, what are you doing? Like, stop. We're just fucking like, chill, man.
What's the rush?
Yeah. I honestly, like, she's kind of.
There's no rush. We're going to be here a while.
I say that and she always gets really mad at me. Like it's insulting her, but I'm like, no, like I like respect that you are capable of doing that. Cause I fucking can't, I like, it, yeah. I have never done this before.
That's
I have
so
to
funny.
Figure out how to fucking chill, you know?
Yeah, man. You know what you should watch? Contagion. I just watched Contagion today.
Isn't Contagion about, is it like a biography in the future? Or
it's
an autobiography
like
of
what's
this.
Going on right now. It's really interesting.
Documentary is the word I was looking for.
Yeah,
but,
it was good.
I played Pandemic the other day, the board game, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, fun. I've never played that.
It's fun. I wonder if there's, I'm sure there's an online version that we could all play.
Yeah.
But yeah. How are you guys holding up in this quarantined bunker driven ramshackle nonsense?
Freed.
Pretty good. Just locked in the house. I don't know. I've got kids. So it's like, that's kind of the annoying part is figuring out somewhere to, something to do with your kids.
Yeah.
You feel a little bit, I don't know. You know, the best way to compare kids to is they're like little puppies.
Oh yeah. Right.
Run them and run them and run them.
Is it like a lot of Percy Jackson?
Tosh, Percy Jackson, Jack the Giant Slayer, Peter Pan, BFG. Those are kind of our favorites.
Are those shows or are they movies? Are you just like rewatching the same movies over and over again?
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of like the MO with kids is like rewatch the same movie 50 times in a row. I got them on Willy Wonka, the original one, which has been fun to watch.
That's cool. That's a very scary fucking movie, though.
That movie's crazy as fuck. I mean, like the first, they don't get into the factory till the first 35 minutes.
Yeah, so it starts in like a dystopian nightmare and then it eventually they're in a factory, which is like a happy dystopian nightmare.
It's basically like one big thunderdome of mental gamery played by this old man who's definitely could come across as like a molester, but ends up being decent. But like it was, that movie was made in 71, which is pretty crazy.
Damn.
But it's this is like a great movie still. It still is fantastic. So
that's great. Yeah, I'm enjoying that.
It's all right.
I feel like it's very exciting that that young like fucking Larry or whatever your youngest name is. What's your youngest kid's name?
Biff.
Biff. That's right. It's cool that Biff. Hopefully Biff gets to literally grow up. He is raised in like isolation quarantine. Like this never ends. And he never knows anything different.
Yeah.
Like eventually in the year like 2045, like he's told to go outside and he just like doesn't understand the concept of grass and like has never seen a car and like
what is
all these
this?
Cool things.
Like he's like a Truman Show candidate.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually took him to the beach today. It was like 76 degrees in Los Angeles and the beach was kind of packed. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people out there with their dog because people just need to get out and get some air.
Right.
Like a ton of people were just breaking the dog rule, the no dogs on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of what has to happen, I think.
Yeah. And people were just running. So it was kind of nice. And then there was just like, you know, there was like dudes like with their abs out and like girls in bikinis. Like it felt kind of normal.
Damn. Right.
It feels kind of safe because there's so much air blowing.
Yep.
There's plenty of room. So it's
yeah, I've had a few moments where I've seen that too. Like I had to go downtown. I had to go to the east side a couple times this week. And I was just like, oh, I could leave with 10 minutes to spare. And I get on, I'm just like standstill traffic. I'm just like, what is going on? Like we're supposed to be in a literal lockdown. And like traffic is as bad as ever. I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
Well, these rules for, you know, non-essential, like stay home except for essential travel or whatever.
Right.
The word essential is kind of vague. I mean, like we all essentially need money.
Yeah.
Anything work related becomes essential.
Right.
And like I think you kind of go look around and there's like a lot of people just working if they can because you should be.
Right. Well, this is I mean
alternative.
It feels like a lot of people are still being ironed out.
Oh my God. Oh, it's like exclusively, man. Like
how do you, details are being ironed out.
Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, God damn. Like this is all right. So let's get into some of the front page, some of the hottest Corona front page content of the week. And then we'll talk about some of the, so we're, I think I have three. So what I would like to do with this, and we're kind of spilling our guts to the listeners here as well. And viewers technically, since we are video calling right now, is I think we should just go over like the subs that we've discovered that are pertinent to this and kind of some of those. I'm not talking about a specific sub. The main sub, of course, is coronavirus, which has like, you know, basically 1.5 million readers there right now.
Yeah.
And that's like coronavirus. Like that's like anything pertinent to coronavirus, good, bad, etc., is all there. And then there's COVID-19. That subreddit is mostly focused on like medical and science driven stuff, right? So it's a lot of stuff that's like this is a research we've done on this. Like, if you want to join a, you know, if you want to join a like peer, you know, peer to peer fucking researching Discord group, this is the time to do it, right? And then there's coronavirus, which is currently very low. There's not a lot of readers. There's 1,500, but the goal there, and we'll see if it catches on, but the goal there is to unite people who are trying to do things to help solve in some capacity some of the problems that the coronavirus has created, right? So like, hey, who's a seamstress that can help me create some masks that I'll send to hospitals? Like, who's a blunt? Like, there's a lot of that kind of stuff, which is kind of cool. So, but before we do that, let's talk about some of the front page. So the top of this front page of this week is kind of interesting. This is like a crossover of things that have been happening in the internet or on the internet for a long time, but it's like a interesting, so this is an anti-vax, like a pro-vax thing, a post, but it's interesting that it's happening because now we're in this world of like, you know, like we're seeing like the fucking coronavirus, like we're thinking about vaccines and shit. And now all of a sudden we have like this, which is coming up, which I just think is like kind of an interesting thing. Can you see my screen, by the way?
So I just, yeah, it's awesome. This feels like
legendary.
God damn, we're in a TV show now. We're officially
feels like this is what we should have done all along.
Yeah.
Of Zoom, it's tight. Be our sponsor.
I know. Yes. Shout out Zoom, who I think is a publicly traded company, so they're not going
to sponsor. Did you double check all of your bookmarks are going to be okay to be seen up there?
Yeah, what do I have? Artists, things to learn, Doodle Classic, don't know what that is, Kick Ass, don't know what that is, Bills, Gear Nerd, Internet Linguistics, that's me, Diamond Stein, it's my name, Psychologists, me looking for therapists, a second Diamond Stein, don't know why, Crypto, Read This, DR, and Kick Ass again, kick so ass I don't know. Again. Looks like all I right. need to organize, it's going to be one of the things I need to organize, but anyway, so this right girl... On. This girl getting a vaccine, I think this is like at 190 upvotes, which is pretty impressive for like really a pretty arbitrary post. And maybe I think digging into the comments, we can maybe see some more shit. I don't know. But it seems like this is just people being like, well, everybody's going to get a vaccine eventually. This is a time to like support the vaccine movement.
Yeah.
Obviously we've seen like how fucking insane is it, by the way, that like, as we're talking about the coronavirus and shit, you know, I'm thinking about kind of disease analogs, and you have things like tuberculosis, measles, you know, the Spanish flu is what people always bring up. But I think like tuberculosis, in my opinion, is kind of the one that I think behaviorally in terms of society seems most polio and tuberculosis are kind of like the most pertinent because they were like get away from people diseases, you know?
Yeah.
We don't know. I don't know much about the Spanish flu, but tuberculosis, like you had to put people in special wards and medical hospitals and you had to do all these things to keep TB patients away. So now we're seeing this place where we're just like this, it kind of mirrors old diseases that we thought we had gotten rid of. Vaccines are a weird part of that conversation.
Yeah.
Because of the anti-vax movement. I know. I found that very interesting. I thought that was kind of an interesting piece.
Yeah. I love seeing that the Shedd Aquarium unleashed all of its penguins this week and let them wander around alone.
Where is that? Where do you see that one?
That, I don't have a number, but it's on the front page for the week. 136,000 upvotes. And they just wander around and they're looking at all the fish like they're like walking through the aquarium for their first time. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's very precious.
Look at that.
I mean, they're also kind of like, have I been trapped in this prison all along? That's probably what they're thinking. But
they're so cute.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, penguins, what's the intelligence level of penguins? Like, what do people say?
Are they
considered
like,
bright?
They get 1150 on their SATs is what most
people Oh, yeah. Oh, so they're above average, but not like
they're very
ASU.
Smart. They're very Are smart, they? It says. They're highly capable creatures. Can be trained and conditioned or self-aware, use tools and communicate with each other.
I mean, speaking of on the animal topic, this is another one that made its rounds. I don't know if you guys saw this, but 14 elephants broke into a village in Yunnan province looking for corn and other food.
That.
This
I
is like just
I, like thought that picture was going to be like bad news. I'm like, oh no, what happened?
No, this is elephants? Absolute pure joy. I mean, look at their faces. Like this face, this little guy right here is is like everything I want this quarantine experience to be.
Look at the smile on the other one.
And if you zoom in real close, you can see that somebody's drawn a penis on one of their foreheads.
Yes, college.
You can't fall asleep in front of that one elephant.
Yeah, you got to take your shoes off before you do that.
Was that a universal rule?
That was the universal rule: is you fall asleep with your shoes on, you're free game. Anybody can do whatever they want to you.
Anybody can draw swastikas and dicks on your head.
Yeah, I did that once with my friend, and we only wrote 90s child actors all over his body. So it was just like it became a game. It was like think of new ones, and then you have to see how far you get before you run out without doing any research.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, that's one.
So he woke up with just like Corey Haim, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, like Corey Feldman, like all written all over his face.
Oh
and body.
My
it was,
god!
It was bad. It was really bad news. This came from Mike Judge this week, which I thought was absolutely fucking hilarious. Classic image of King of the Hill.
Oh my god!
All 6 feet away from each other.
That's amazing.
I mean, if this was realistic, though, like this is actually an interesting topic. Part of this whole thing is like the weird information classism of like the political state divides, right?
Yeah.
Because like realistically, they wouldn't give a shit, right? Like none of them care, even when they get sick. They're all just like hanging out, bumping elbows, don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we're seeing right now. Like between that and then like the boomer coronavirus reaction, right? Where a lot of our parents, I don't know how your guys' parents are, but like my parents, my mom is just kind of like, well, I don't know. Seems bad, I guess. And all of us are like, we're quarantined and shit. And we're like not voluntarily quarantined. Now we're kind of required, but we are still choosing to quarantine. And they're like social media that's all encouraging quarantining. And then old people are just like, I don't give a fuck about anything. I'm going to spread this shit as far as I can.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the thing that's true about my dad is that Kensington is freaking out more than usual because of the stonks.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that's a little...
Has he lost his ass, as they say, in the markets?
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, he's very sad about the stonk market.
Yeah, the stonks are in pretty, pretty bad shape right now. They're a very, very low stonk.
Not having a good stonk.
Not having good stonks. No. But I don't know. I mean, this is a part of the conversation that I find really interesting. And I think we talked about this a little bit last week when we were talking to the teens, is while the stonk market is in pretty rough shape, it all has to do with the, like, not finding a solution fast enough and Trump being a complete incompetent moron, right? Yeah. Like that's the whole reason. Like, and if because right now they're using all these tools to kind of get the stonk market back moving that they use when financial systems have a hard time, right?
Yeah,
but that's not what's happening right now. Everything is having a weird hard time. So the traditional tools they use, right, like the $1.5 million trillion dollar buyback. I was listening to a podcast that was talking about this, and it's like not quite exactly the way you would think. It's not like we just put $1.5 trillion into like big business stock market. It's basically like something to do with, I'm paraphrasing, we're speaking with absolutely zero authority here, but it's something to do with like the derivative market and putting money into these stocks so that they can be bought back immediately and then like resold or something. But basically that money went straight back to the government. Like we didn't like just give people $1.5 trillion in stocks. It was like we gave it to them and then it got transacted back into the government in some roundabout weird fucking way. But they use this stuff when like the financial market's in ruins and people need to like, because the idea is that it's going to incentivize people with capital to go invest capital to then create things that are going to stimulate the economy.
Right.
And right now, there's literally no stimulating of the economy. Everything is completely shut down. Like people say we have to stay shut down for basically 5 weeks at yeah. least to be able to get a fucking get to get this thing managed, right?
Right.
So like you know, all of the economic loss there is insane.
That is nuts.
Yeah. What were you saying, Fried?
I said 1 week down. I have no faith that I'm going to get a $1,000 check in the mail from the government.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Same.
Like, I think somebody might, but it's not going to be me for some reason.
No, I'm not getting it.
Well, I don't know.
I don't feel like I'm, like, cut out for – I don't, like, fit some criteria. Or something.
I mean, I don't quite – well, this is the thing that we got to remember, too. And this is – I bring this up a lot with my friends. Most of my friends are pretty – like, we're all worried. We're all in bad shape in some capacity. But there's a lot more people that are way worse than us.
Yeah.
And they're, like, not engaging in some of the conversations that I think we are privileged to engage in. So, like, you know, like immigrant laborers who work who work in kitchens, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, these kind of conversations aren't happening. They have a community, but, like, a lot of the communities that are really suffering are the places where they, you know, living literally paycheck to paycheck,
mm-hmm.
where you're completely fucked here, right? And then, you know, most people got, like, a fucking fired. Like, I saw the other day, I don't know if this was on one of the subreddits. I mean, I guess we could probably move on to the actual subreddits. I don't know if you guys have any,
anything else
you want to talk about on the front page?
I mean, there's some cute photos, you know.
Well,
my favorite one is that guy doing the daily routine, three down.
The subway.
Experts recommend keeping your daily rituals even while working.
Yeah.
That was
pretty This guy is acting like he's on the subway in his bathroom.
Classic Reddit.
Which is very funny. So there are things like that. I mean, I'm actually kind of impressed with I'm quite impressed with the way that we have like kind of as a society not dwelled too much on the negative. And I think part of that's probably because like things are so brutally negative right now that
yeah,
you know, it's pretty fucked. You know what I mean? We don't want to like I don't know. You got to have faith in something, right? So
yeah.
I think we're seeing interesting things like lots of live streaming. We're obviously doing this right now, even though it's not live stream, we're still doing a video, which we don't usually do. We're doing like, you know, I'm seeing a lot of like DJs live streaming. Like obviously gaming is through the fucking roof right now.
Totally.
Like, I bought like 7 games in the last week, which I'm not going to get through any of them. But like most of the reason I'm getting them is to play with my friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty exciting. I'm doing like tons of face app chats with my friends and shit right now.
Dad, didn't you start a cam girl page for yourself too?
Yeah, I started. I'm a cam girl now, which is like a nice way to make some cash. So
that's yeah. awesome.
Yeah, I'm on a site exclusively dedicated to men with beards who look like they grew up in the forest.
Fuck yeah, so, dude.
Yeah.
So proud of you.
I know.
I'm so psyched.
And like
I'm also like there are tons of these things that I'm like, so this is a good topic for the group, right? So what are the things that you've been doing that either you've never done before or you've never had the chance to do, you're like exploring because you haven't had the chance to do this kind of stuff? Like I have had so many weird things like this, and like not all of them are healthy. Like one of my latest, like today, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna wash my hair. I want to see what happens. Yeah. But I just straight up don't wash my hair.
I haven't washed my hair in months.
Yeah.
Is it true?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I wash my hair once every 3 or 4 days usually. And I'm like, I'm just going to straight up just stop washing my hair.
Yeah.
Try to go like 3 weeks. Your hair will normalize and become perfect. And you'll never need shampoo again.
That's what people claim.
It's true. Just hot water, baby. Just scrub it out.
Wait, you still put water in your hair?
Well, I'd still take a shower.
I mean, I try to avoid
you gotta get
touching
to the
my
next
hair
level.
At all. Dog Booze is boss level uncleanliness right now.
You don't have to get water on you anymore.
Dog Booze just like rolls around in baking soda.
Yes, I do.
Roll around in Clorox agent.
Yeah.
And, like the stuff just clings to it and then that's it.
Exactly.
I've also, I got Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, nice. Do me a favor. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Bryson and his brother will play online, and they will go out and they will hunt grizzlies together. Maybe you might want to get in on that. I'm just saying.
That sounds very on par for Uncle B.
Yes.
And I'm gonna try to join that. I can't imagine him letting me. But I'm going to try.
You never know. Maybe he'll say come along one time.
Just as like as a treat.
Yeah, just one time as a treat.
I also, so there's a new Call of Duty that everybody's Ooh. Fucking psyched on.
What's it, there's which something, one?
There's, it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare fill in the blank. But there's another version of it that's free called Warzone.
Ooh.
And Warzone is, so it's basically Fortnite. It's the same idea as Fortnite, right? You like drop out of a helicopter, you land on the ground, you start fucking going to town in a battle royale. It's literal war. But this one is, I was playing it today and I was just like, wow, okay, it's Fortnite, I get it. This is cool. I'm terrible at these games. I'm going to get smoked. No question. Nobody's going to want to be on my team, rightfully so, right? And then you die, and then you go into a gulag, you go into a prison, and what? then in the prison, like I died, I was I respawned in a prison, and I was just getting repeatedly punched in the face by another guy who I was in a bunker with, and like the in a prison cell with. So you have to beat him up.
And oh my person, god!
The person who like knocks out their opponent first gets to go out in the middle of the prison. Where you hear all these prisons, like you hear like prisoners yelling.
Yeah.
And then you are in like a battle to shoot somebody else to then go back onto the battlefield. So it is like
what?
The perpetual, most
like
horrifying shit, right?
Gulag death matches.
And I was just like, damn, okay, like is this the world that we're cascading towards? And honestly, if so, is this gonna train me? Am I gonna be aware, you know?
Dude.
I know. It was pretty fucking hard. I got FIFA 20 to play with my little brother. And then I got Need for Speed for no fucking reason. I don't know why I got Need for Speed. So
dude, well done.
I know. So I'm deep in like game land right now. Yeah. Which is pretty tight. And then yeah. What else? I was going to say, I had some other revelations. I don't remember what they were. Oh, I'm running a lot out of nowhere. I'm doing tons of fucking push-ups. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm kind of in like, I'm genuinely in like prison mode right now, I think.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say. Gosh. But all right. So let's talk about some of these subreddits and kind of what they distinguish, why they are what they are, et cetera.
You're right.
Were you the one, which one did you want to look at? You were like into one of the Corona subreddits, right?
I think it's, what is it? Corona positive or COVID-19 positive?
Oh, yeah. This is for people that are actually, that have been diagnosed, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So this one is COVID-19 positive. And it's a place for people who came back positive for COVID-19 for them to share their stories, experience, answer questions, and vent.
Can you share your screen? Is there a little button at the bottom? If not, I can do it. I'll just go to it. And
yeah, let me
text. There's a green button, dog, that says share screen. See that?
Oops. Here, just pull it up on yours if you can.
Cool, I can do that.
COVID pos.
COVID positive.
But you know what's sad I've noticed on this subreddit is that a lot of the entries are just people explaining their symptoms because there are so few tests that it's right. Like where a lot of people are coming to be like, can someone tell me if they think I'm getting it? Because this is how I feel. I've had a headache, this, that, and the other. And like, so that's a lot of people on there aren't even necessarily right. People that have gotten it. It's people who think they might have it.
The crazy part is, like, we all might have it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have,
and
like,
some of us might have already had it and shed it, you know?
Yeah.
Dude,
remember when I lost my voice? I bet I had it.
I got, like, a sniffles a couple weeks ago. Who knows?
Yeah.
If you're healthy and it didn't, like, really take you down, I could be passing it around this whole time. I mean, what the hell?
Think about it.
And a lot of people, I mean, this is so, you know, you sent that video earlier, Freed, where it was talking about kind of how a virus works and kind of the process of this and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, we can it's interesting. It's one of those Kurzweil ones. It's like very simple explanation of how things. It was good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. And I had no idea. I had no idea that it was. I didn't know how viruses worked, right? Like, I assumed that viruses were, you know, like anything else, right? I assumed they were, They were like, you know, like a fucking bacteria or whatever. And I guess maybe this is because I'm an idiot and I just straight up did not pay attention in biology growing up. I don't know. Maybe that's the case. But like, I didn't know that they were just basically like little nests of DNA that like, for whatever reason, just exist in nature. They're surrounded by protein, right? And they just are surrounded by fat or something.
Like a fat.
They just like, yeah. And they just will work their way into your body. And then the whole point of your body is it just like, it takes like basic information. And then it like does commands based on that basic information. It's like the way we think about computers, right? It's like you give it something and it does that. Right. And so the coronavirus, or any virus for that matter, gets in your system, gets to your organs, gets to your lungs, whatever, gets into your cells, because it breaks down and then it gives your cells this like basic information, and your cells are just like, hey boss, like, this came from you, right? And he's just like, yeah, I don't know, I just signed off on something, all right, I'll start processing it. And then like, and then they go to town and then you get fucking sick.
Yeah,
that's literally what happens. So I had no idea. And yeah. So that was a really interesting, video about that process. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's like a, I don't know. It's an interesting, I'm learning a lot like through this process too, yeah. Right? Like I'm learning a lot about COVID. I'm learning a lot about the government. I'm learning a lot about how society is basically like why things are coming to a halt the way they are. Mm-hmm. And like, just really strange. It's fucking interesting, man. I don't know. It's like a very, go ahead.
No, I was just, I'm trying to get the name of that video so we can tell people what it is.
Yeah. So Dom, do you have any specific posts that you want to talk about on the Corona positive?
Not any specific. I was more just like checking that out and looking at all the symptoms, but that's the only way I've been like, kind of keeping an eye on things, because I think everybody's been kind of feeling a little paranoid, you know, like, do I feel like I have a cough or anything? But I'm personally started a new job. So I don't even have health insurance right now. So.
Oh, Doug, do you not have, what's it called? Do you not have,
No, Cobra? Not yet.
Because they charge $80,000 a week.
Yes, that's it. So the thing with Cobra is, I think Cobra is like six months retroactive. So my benefits kick in May. So I'm like,
right.
If I can make it until May without dying, great. Yeah.
You could just get a 1 month or 2 month.
Yeah.
Basic plan, like a death plan, you know?
Yeah, like a little.
They can't refuse you even during Corona V.
Yeah, a death deal, like a quick death deal.
But that's
gonna sign it away. Sign your shit away.
Yeah.
Or you can just drink bleach, like it says here.
Oh yeah.
Wow, interesting. Check out this post on tested positive. Currently have it. Days ago, just tested positive. Symptoms started Sunday. Piece of advice. Indica edibles are incredibly effective at abating symptoms before bedtime.
Good to know.
Fair enough.
Great to know.
Hey, man, just smoke weed, dude. It'll fix everything.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed, you feel great.
Your lungs.
So I'm just going to read this one out. Well, first of all, I think anybody who's watching it saw that I was just sitting on this flattening the curve. Which is actually the whole conversation about flattening the curve is really interesting, because I think this is one of those byproducts of our society that we have not. I didn't realize how unable we are to systematically, comfortably stop things the way we should, right?
Yeah.
And so the flattening the curve thing is really interesting, because that's one of the big issues, right? Is we're looking at flattening the curve and we just go, cool, people need to stay in, we need to stop hanging out with each other, we need to stop being around people, right? And then the whole world comes to a stop, right? This is something that obviously in the future, in the same way that we have had to retrofit buildings for earthquakes, we're going to have to retrofit society to accommodate these kind of things in the future, you know?
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that's going to happen, but it's going to have to happen. But anyway, so this is an interesting piece. So this came from, this is past week, tested positive, 5 down. So I still have 9 days to go. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, to that point, like, because if everyone just stops for 2 months, this is because this right. is going to happen again, right? And you're going to have to like be like, for 2 months, we all know the drill. But there's going to have to be an economic thing in place where it's like your debts will have to be put on pause as well.
Yeah,
for sure. Something that's what's just going to have to happen.
And it's going to be like, look, you know, banks, I know I signed this contract, but I didn't expect the government to tell me I cannot work.
Yeah. Right? So
if that is the case, what is it called? Like, it's like an act of God kind of a clause.
Oh, yeah.
There's a name no idea. In Latin, and somebody can Google it while I'm rambling. But yeah, I mean, that's essentially what's happening. It's like, you got to be like, look, like you have to just either extend my lease those 3 months and not, you know, dig my credit for it or whatever. Yeah. Like that system just has to be, and the government's not going to do this like willy nilly. It's going to be pretty rare. So
it's going mean, to, it's interesting too, because
in, stress, the stress
in
of it
some,
all.
In some places, you can get charged with manslaughter for voluntarily yeah. being out when you are positive, right? So yeah. this post, so this post that's six down, rant. I was harassed by HR and laid off because a doctor told me to isolate and quarantine. Now I have no income and other employees work from home and continue to be paid. So this yeah. is interesting because this person was laid off previous to this. And now obviously we're in a situation where everybody can't work. And then they're just continuing getting paid. But like, if that person would have just continued working and they would have been like, oh, well, all right, well, I'm just going to continue fucking working. Then right. they could have literally like gotten in serious fucking legal trouble. Right. So anyway, so this piece tested positive day 5 of quarantine, this one right here. So I still have 5 days to go, but I'm almost symptom free. So I might be allowed out for a walk. Still zero contact. Obviously things are going to be okay. Here is a timeline of my symptoms for anybody interested. Wednesday night, I was reading in bed and I suddenly had goosebumps and chills. I went to sleep and was fine. Fascinating. That's a fascinating.
Reading the book Goosebumps?
One. Yeah, he was reading. Suddenly read goosebumps and chills. Thursday, I finished breakfast and went to get dressed, just like flicking a switch. I suddenly started wheezing and then coughing. The wheezing was like when you've been playing sport, running on a cold day, and you stop and catch your breath. The coughing was mild and followed immediately after the wheezing. I had aches all over my body and in the back of my neck. My nose was running a bit, and I had a slight temperature. Exactly 24 hours after my first symptoms, I had a compulsion to cough, which was worse than at the beginning. Friday was mostly aches in the back of my neck and had a bit of a headache. No coughing, runny nose, higher temperature. Saturday, body aches, slight earache, and had a slightly higher temperature. I can feel my lymphatic system working overtime, but nothing major. Sunday, same as above, but not as bad. No earache, no headache. Monday, today, periodic body aches, very slight wheezing. The virus is pretty much at my chest area and not the throat. Edit, wheezing was minimal, lasted minutes. Immediate coughing that followed was mild, almost lasting only minutes. The major symptom was body aches and no further wheezing and only one further episode of coughing exactly 24 hours after initial symptoms. So this is what a lot of people talk about, right? Where if I felt this way, generally speaking, I mean, obviously we're in kind of this weird hive mind now, but like if I felt this way, I'd be like, feel a little weird. I mean, I'm, you know, coughing a little bit, my body's a little aching. Maybe I just need to get some sleep and lay down, have some soup, you know? And then, you know, this is like what they say, mild symptoms, right? But, you know, unless we forget, you know, I think there's a big fear of catching it, obviously. A lot of famous people have caught it. They've gotten over it. A lot of people in general have caught it. They've gotten over it. Obviously, it can get a lot worse, and your immune system gets completely destroyed, and everything falls apart. But, like, you know, most of the cases are minimal and minor. And like we were talking about earlier, I mean, I think a lot of people may have already had it, not knowing, and their immune system fought it off, and it left their system. I mean, a virus is a virus, right? Like, everybody gets viruses constantly. You get a stomach flu, that's a virus. You get a fucking, you know, terrible, you get like strep throat. I think, no, strep throat's a bacteria, I think. But, you know, like the normal flu, it's a virus, right? This is a worse virus, but it is still a virus. So your body can still fight it off, right?
Yeah.
It's a matter of like taking care of yourself. So, yeah, it's fucking, it's interesting, man. I mean, it's
don't eat bats, man. Don't eat bats.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat bats. So anyway, so this one is a very interesting sub for this specifically, which you'll find a lot more things like that. So the other one, so look at coronavirus army really quickly, which I think is kind of interesting. Just kind of, they're having a very different approach because it's largely focused on kind of creating a system for people to try to contribute to help the situation. Right. So, So idea, outbreak tracker, of course, that already exists. Changing name of the subreddit. What's he want to change it to? Doc here just found out about this group, and I'm loving the energy and direction we are achieving here. I realize when trying to tell colleagues about the subreddit that we are not SEO optimized, and many other links come up when searching coronavirus army. Funny. To maximize our efforts, it should be easily Googleable and may improve your recruitment. Anyway, going to cross-post the medicine. Amazing. To let them know we have a grassroots volunteer group to help, right? Which is great. So how to print your paper to work, how to put your printer to work making face masks. This company has the plans. If you have the printer, they're also taking requests from hospitals that are in need of them. Great. Could we try to work with hospital or hotels to find housing for infected medical professionals? Great. And there's a lot of things like this that I think is just, it's just providing the ideas and resources
yeah.
to help build this thing, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah. God, people are so much better than me. You guys, I've spent so much time on The Sims the past week.
Hey, that's fine. I mean, realistically, this is another thing that's worth mentioning. It's like, you don't have to be insanely productive during this. Like, sure. This is so traumatizing for so many people. I think a lot of people just naturally assume, like, if you're a busy, ambitious person, you're just like, I have to fucking start a podcast or start right. a, you know, start streaming or, like, whatever. Like, this is also a time to, like, be healthy, you know?
I became a cam girl also.
We're all becoming cam girls as a means of making money. But, you know,
it is interesting. Like, I keep thinking, like, there's an opportunity here. Like, do something, write something, make something, make the
right.
coronavirus, you know, social distance, the new comedy at CBS,
right.
whatever it is. Like,
I mean, it feels like there is an opportunity, but it's like, we shouldn't prioritize, because this is also getting onto like the weird capitalist bandwagon of all this too, right? We're like, we're so trained in our capitalist system to be like, I have 2 hours, I have to do something that's going to progress me. And I'm like the worst at this, honestly. And I know it, and I like can't stop. But like, you know, it's okay to stop. It's okay to chill. It's okay to like game and like, you know, whatever you have to do to like feel better, get better, etc. But, you know, in terms of like, if you have it in you to work on stuff and make something great, but like, nobody should feel pressured by the fact that we are in quarantine to suddenly have to create shit and then put more pressure on yourself and more stress and more stress in your body and more stress on your immune system. Again, like, I am literally the worst at this. Like, I have like a fucking book filled with shit that I'm trying to get done during this time. But I'm also like trying to, like, that's part of the reason why I'm like, I want to save money. However, I'm going to buy video games because I want to like force myself to try to chill a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I think that's so fun. Video games are like ways to be productive, but at the same time,
exactly. just hang out. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not very good at watching TV. Like, I fall asleep immediately, as we've discussed. But
yeah,
but I, you know, video games are, at least they kind of keep your mind somewhat moving.
Yeah.
While this other stuff is happening. So anyway, so not belaboring Coronavirus Army. Coronavirus Army is tight. Everybody should check it out. I think it's if you're kind of trying to engage in the grassroots.
The fourth one down is pretty sweet. 2 liter
what is it?
Shield.
Is it new?
It's in the new, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 2 liter face shield.
This guy essentially cuts this 2 liter bottle, which we all have tons of soda.
Right.
And turns it into this sick ass face shield that definitely blocks no germs.
That's pretty cool.
Clever idea, right?
I think this is practical. This is technically for like the revolt in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're not. We're gonna be here soon.
Yeah. We might be. I mean, I've heard. I mean, we're gonna continue talking about Corona because what the fuck else are people gonna be talking about? Hopefully there are gonna be more things that we want to talk about that are not Corona related. We all just like go to stasis and we all become like cool, we're quarantined, but like, right. it's okay. Like, we're just now, we're just like talking about video games and talking about whatever and having guests on whatnot. But I do think there's some conspiracies that we're going to eventually have to talk about because they're fucking mad, right? Like, they're insane shit, you know, and I'm actually excited to eventually talk about some of the like martial law things that are happening and whatever. What were you going to say, Fried?
Oh, I was going to say, like, you know, we've kind of had a couple group face chats or even Zoom chats with friends in different cities who, you know, either have kids or don't have kids, but who are just kind of like sitting around having cocktails, just like blowing off steam, but doing it, you know,
right.
like a Zoom, like we're doing right now. And it just feels like this is like this new kind of way to socialize. And
totally.
I'm curious, like, if you guys got into that.
Yeah.
Oh, a ton.
Drinking wine with your friends over recording at night.
Definitely. I mean, we've had a lot of FaceTime things, and I've reached out to a couple of people that ordinarily I like might not be FaceTiming with that I feel like I need to like have some of these like, you know, conversations. Like, I was talking to a friend last night, or actually this morning, a friend from Egypt who lives, kind of splits her time between Egypt and London. She's a documentary filmmaker. She made that documentary, The Square, that was kind of a big deal a few years ago, and the kind of,
we get it. You're a coastal liberal elite with friends from time in London. We get it. They make
that's the end of the story. I just wanted to let you know, you guys know that. But anyway, so I was asking her about how this compares to the Egyptian Revolution, and you know, because it's interesting. Like, there are people that have lived through, because this is a global moment. There are people that are like experiencing this in the like lineage of other traumatic events that have happened, right? Think about like Iran. Like, Iran is absolutely fucking gnarly right now.
Yeah.
And like, they've been in shambles, right? And then
they're trying to pray the gay away, man. They're just like getting together and praying. You're like, don't do that.
Like, well, that's a tough one. I mean, Serbia, like, kind of, you know, the Serbian revolution, I think, was in our time frame. Like, Ukraine has had three revolutions in the last like several years. So, but anyway, so talking to my friend Yasmin, we're going to talk this week and like kind of break down some of these differences, just like have a casual conversation. But like, I haven't talked to her in years, you know?
Yeah.
So we're kind of reconnecting now. And then, I think it's a lot. It's just a weird moment to have these kind of chats. I mean, I think it's like, we just don't do this enough, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a reminder that it's okay to do this with people that you don't see all the time. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's a good kick in the pants.
Maybe. It does feel like a good kick in the pants. It feels like a good social kick in the pants.
True.
Baba Vanga said, oh, you know, she really did.
She called this. Like always, she called this. All right, so a couple of the other ones. So we have positive, we just talked about. We have COVID-19. So this is the one that's mostly focused on the science, which is actually kind of – this is an interesting one because it's pretty encouraging. It's like you read stuff and you're like – all the way. Also, by the way, usually when we go through these, anybody who's listened to this podcast before, we will go by top of the week, top of the month, whatever. It's actually probably wise to search by new in all these because so many things are coming out so quickly.
Yeah.
So like right now, the latest is this respiratory therapist treats coronavirus in New Orleans. He says the virus is a lot worse than you think. Tight, psyched.
Okay.
Amazing. Rational use of face masks in the COVID pandemic, from The Lancet. So here we go. Antibody responses to SARS-CoV-2 in COVID-19 patients. The prospective application of serological tests in clinical practice, right? So these are the kind of things that you're getting. These are the kind of things you're finding here. So if you know anything about science or just like interested in I mean, even if you don't know a ton, but you're interested in engaging with it to try to learn more,
yeah,
this is actually a really interesting place for it.
Well, you know about music. Me and Dog Boobs know about science.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
We're good at this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, this is a good call out, which I did this week, and maybe our listeners and you guys might be interested too, but this is pretty cool. So the Boinc, B-O-I-N-C, is a server. It's basically an app from Berkeley that you download your computer, and then your computer essentially donates free CPU and GPU to the research facilities at Berkeley and other places so that they can do these extremely arduous computing programs that can help predict, synthesize, all that kind of shit. So it just runs, like, I don't have it running right now because it can make your computer a little laggy. But if you're not doing anything on your computer and you have it, it's really nice to just be running in the background.
Wow.
I assume it's trustworthy if it's on the sub versus other things. I did some research and it seems like it's definitely like a pretty common thing, but it's worth downloading.
A computer virus.
It's a great way to get computer virus, but it's also a great way to solve human viruses.
The coronavirus.
Wow. Exactly.
This is that's where computers and man will merge, and then the future kind of feels like it's happening. This does feel like a step forward in technology is going to happen because of this, right?
Oh, it's going to have to, man. It's going to have to.
Every 100 years.
This is fascinating. Corrected, underreported. Cool. Scary. What? Maybe a good thing, though. I mean, this is also one of those things that we look at and we go, maybe that's actually a good thing. So corrected, underreporting COVID-19 case numbers. In the case of China, it is estimated that more than 700,000 cases of COVID-19 actually occurred instead of the confirmed 80,932 cases.
Oh, right? I believe it.
I definitely believe that, particularly based on the numbers that we're hearing we're supposed to be susceptible to. I mean, people are saying like half of America is going to get this shit or have had it, right? But that said, that's actually maybe not a bad thing. If they go, actually, there have been 700,000 cases. Most of them didn't report, didn't show, et cetera. Because that just means, of course, that most people aren't getting truly ill from it. You know, they're getting it. They're getting over it. Right.
Yeah.
Granted, the social distancing thing is still like that's the big enigma here is like when this thing breaks, if it's spreading to like populations that really need help, if it's people that have a susceptible immune system, then obviously it becomes this like the great boomer kill off of 2020, right?
You guys,
I'm saying I'm fucking for it, but like, you know, this is kind of what it becomes.
Remover. Someone called it boomer remover.
That's really the boomer remover.
Yes,
the boomer remover.
It wasn't my joke. I hate it.
Might have been your joke. It's okay.
I mean, there's an argument said for like I mean, the boomers have set the for whatever reason, however you want to say it, like they maybe they've set the economy to a place where the millennial generations and Gen Yers or Zers are like fucked for buying homes and student debt, all this crazy stuff. Like, is there some sort of like magical karma element that's very woo woo that's sort of taking them down to so they pass their money on their kids so they can buy houses or something like that? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
That's above our pay grade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is an interesting take, and I don't necessarily. I think it's. I mean, there's everything is up for everything is like a possibility at this point.
I know it sounds very crazy, and it's. I'm not saying it's like a thing, but it is like ironic or coincidental that there's this kind of strife between these generations going on, and now this thing comes up.
Yeah.
I agree. I do think that there's. There's something really annoying about the rhetoric around that, though, that I haven't totally wrapped my head around, where I saw from the World Health Organization had made some mention the other day where they basically were like, to all the youth out there, like, you're not invincible. You need to stay in. And I'm kind of like, hold on a fucking second. Like, I feel like all of the youth are the ones who are telling people to stay inside right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's all our fucking parents who are like, I'm going to go to the grocery store. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm going to go to Florida for vacation. Oh, my stocks are down. I'm going to go to my financial advisor. I'm just like, and it feels again like it's a weird patronizing of the message that I find very disturbing.
It is.
Because we are in this situation where, like, we know the most susceptible. We know what's happening. We get it, man. And we get that you can spread it. But, like, I have a buddy who is just like, so the conversation about herd immunity with Great Britain, where they have since changed their tone. But originally they were like, we're going to go the herd immunity route. We're just going to let it happen, right? And then everybody's going to kind of get – it's like chickenpox, right? Like, you get it. Once you got it, you don't get it again.
Right.
You have an immune system to it. We created herd immunity because the herd immunity kind of makes it easier or whatever. And then my buddy was like, why don't we just like let young people run free and do whatever the fuck they want because they're just going to get it and they're going to create the herd immunity, right? And keep all the fucking boomers and 70-year-olds inside.
They're retired anyway. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's like, dude, like force them to stay in if they're the susceptible ones, right? And then let everybody else go fucking full Darwinism, keep the economy afloat, right? And yeah. Have at it, you know?
Well, I don't know who'd be shopping at TJ Maxx and Ross and Marshall's if the boomers weren't out there all day, or, you know, you got to think of that.
I mean, that's the fascinating, that's it.
It's a good idea. I mean, it does kind of make sense. Like,
yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I mean, this is the interesting question, right? It's like, if it does become that, and it's a little bit of like that's how we flatten the curve, is where all the people that are extremely healthy, like you are capable of dealing with a virus like this. If you do get badly sick, you still go to the hospital, you still deal with it, you still do that shit. But like all the people that literally are flooding the hospitals, like Italy has the oldest population in Europe and the second oldest in the world, right? So like that's part of the reason why they're all insanely sick right now. Well, it's not, I don't want to say that entirely because a lot of young people are getting sick too, but like that is a contributing factor, right?
Right.
And so the second oldest population in the world behind who, Japan?
I'm not sure. I heard that. I know that they have the oldest population in Europe. I'm not sure where I heard the second oldest in the world, but it was an interesting anecdote that kind of
accompanied. That a spicy meatball, you know, thing? What's going on there?
It is certainly a spicy meatball thing, undoubtedly. But I mean, it's – what's that?
Sounds like they're doing something right. You know, I don't know.
I just got a message from somebody, by the way, my friend. He sent me a message. I don't know – who it's to. It looks like maybe it's a group message, but it didn't come up that way. It just said from my buddy Gio, it said COVID-19 war zone. So I'm just like, okay, tell me more. Evidently it's about Call of Duty. So,
oh, good, good, good.
Good, good, good indeed. But yeah, so, Fried, I know you have a heart out in negative 1 minute, right?
Yeah, I could probably burn another five just to
cool. So let's talk briefly. So the last thing, and we don't need to belabor it because this is, if you give a shit about this and you're already on Reddit, you've already been to the coronavirus subreddit, right? Coronavirus, you see it, you got it. This one is like the like muchos grande, you know, primo, you know, cream of the crop subreddit, obviously.
Yes.
This is where all of the kind of primary news, front page news, all that shit. So right now, for instance, like the newest, the hottest, the newest, the latest, masks for docs, donut supplies, if you have them. So masksfordocs.com allows people to donate to doctors. New NYC Health Department has made a dramatic change in its guidance of testing. Outpatient testing must be encouraged, promoted, or advertised. Yes, you read that right. Tests must be only for those hospitalized with serious health complications, period.
Okay.
So, which makes sense. I mean, outpatient testing, it's basically saying like if you're getting tested, like don't test in a hospital. Like that we need room, you know?
Yeah.
This was a fascinating storyline, by the way. I don't know if you guys were following this. GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
This is very complicated. So from what I understand about it, and maybe I could be wrong, but GameStop had dubbed themselves an essential resource. So they were like, oh, we have to stay open. Like people need the game. Like absolutely people need the game.
Of course.
Which, you know, I don't disagree, to be honest. But in doing so, evidently they were also like, they weren't paying their employees or something. Like there became some weird like maybe corporate greed on GameStop's part. I mean, do you know anything about that, Doug?
I just remember seeing like they were trying to get, they were like, no, you can't work from home. Yes, we're staying open.
That's right.
Treating their employees like shit.
They were treating their employees like shit, but also the fact that they were trying to call themselves an essential resource, I thought was fucking hilarious.
So dumb.
Read the memo. Jeff Bezos sent the Amazon employees about the coronavirus safety in warehouses.
Oh my God.
This could be one of two things. I'm assuming it's terrible and makes him look like a dickhead.
Oh, we'll see. I bet it does.
It might not though. We'll have to see. Let's see. Where is it? Dear Amazonians, this isn't business as usual and it's a time for great stress and uncertainty. It's also a moment in time when the work we're doing is at its most critical. he isn't wrong. I actually do agree with that. I think that he's in a point. Like, this is unfortunately one of those companies that, like, they kind of need to be treated like the heroes they are by getting us what we need. And we shouldn't be kind of celebrating the rich people that are the hedge fund managers. Anyway.
Diapers, video games.
Yeah, exactly. So we've changed our logistics, transportation, supply chain, purchasing, and third-party sellers process to prioritize stocking and delivering essential items like household staples, sanitizers, baby formula, medical supplies. We're providing a vital service to people everywhere, especially to those like the elderly who are most vulnerable. People are depending on us. I'm not alone in being grateful for the work you're doing. I've received hundreds of emails from customers and seen posts on social media thanking you all. Your efforts are being noticed at the highest levels of government, and President Trump earlier this week thanked his team profusely. Thanked his team. Across the world, people are feeling the economic effect of this crisis, and I'm sad to tell you, I predict things are going to get worse before they get better. We're hiring for 100,000 new roles and raising wages for our hourly workers who are fulfilling orders and delivering to customers during this period of stress and turmoil. At the same time, other businesses like restaurants and bars are being forced to shut their doors. We hope people who've been laid off will come work with us until they're able to go back to the jobs they had. Cool, man. Much of the essential work we do cannot be done from home. We're implementing a series of preventative health measures for employees and contractors at our sites around the world. Everything from increasing the frequency and intensity of cleaning to adjusting our practices in fulfillment centers to ensure the recommended social distancing guidelines. We are meeting every day, working to identify additional ways to improve on these matters. We've placed purchase orders for millions of face masks we want to give to our employees and contractors who cannot work from home. But very few of these orders have been filled. Masks remain in short supply globally and are at this point being directed by governments to the highest need facilities like hospitals and clinics. It's easy to understand why the incredible medical providers serving our communities need to be the first in line. When our turn for masks come, our first priority will be getting them in the hands of our employees and partners working to get essential products to people. My own time and thinking is now fully focused on COVID-19 and how Amazon can best play its role. I want you to know Amazon will continue to do its part, and we won't stop looking for new opportunities to help. There is no information or instruction manual for how to feel at this time like this. I know this causes stress for everyone. My list of worries right now, like yours, I'm sure, is long for my own children, parents, family, friends, and the safety of you, my colleagues, and those who are already very sick, to the real harm that will be caused by the economic fallout across our communities. Please take care of yourselves and your loved ones. I know you're going to get through this. I know we're going to get through this together. Signed, Jeff.
You know what's interesting is like every company has to have a statement now about their stance on COVID-19. Like
totally.
1,000 emails from...
Literally 1,000 emails.
Yeah.
Every business you've ever signed up for, it's like our stance on COVID-19.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes it seems like superficial. I haven't gotten that hint from any of this. I feel like everybody's like, yo, we're fucked too. I get it.
It doesn't seem superficial. It seems like the legal team is like, we need to send this to cover our ass.
Possibly. Yeah, it's probably part of it.
Have you read any of them, I guess, is my... I mean, I'm not like reading them. I'm like, I know what this is.
Yeah, I've read some of them.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not reading them. I'm going, I get them. Yeah, you ain't reading them. There could be the cure in one of them, and we just blew through it.
And I'm not reading it.
Yeah, from like refinery.
Like REI. REI or like a bank I had like 2 years ago.
From Build-A-Bear Workshop, they announced they've discovered the vaccine and are now officially testing on patients.
Like Zappos and shit are like, you're getting all these emails from like a shoe I bought.
Yeah, we want to show you. And we're like,
we got your back.
Okay. I mean, a lot of them too, though. I mean, there are a lot of strange concerns where it comes to like, oh, cool. Like I ordered something from Zappos and it's coming in the mail. Is it possible that I get the virus from the packaging? You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of shit like that where you're just, you know.
Again, the Simpsons did an episode on this like in the 96. Like we always, this always comes up, but they've told the future every step of the way.
Right.
Like Bart Simpson gets his toy from Japan. And like there's a scene in Japan where the guy sneezes into the toy. And then they seal the box, and it, like, comes over, he opens it, and then, it like, there's this whole, like, flu outbreak. It's kind of crazy, but it kind of makes you think, like, can that happen? I don't know. I guess it could.
I mean,
how long does a term last for, you know, if it's sealed? I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah.
I mean, here's, man, dude, like there, this is, it's fascinating. I mean, this is, I'm now used to it, but this is the thing that about this fucking subreddit that's so insane is like every single, if you're searching by new, holy fuck, like all the news is crazy, man. Like Brooklyn, first federal inmate test positive for coronavirus 3 minutes.
Oh, right? That's gonna be wacky over there.
That is going to be so fucked. The story behind West Virginia's no coronavirus statistic. We're number one. We're number one. I saw a shirt. A lot of my friends were passing around because obviously being from West Virginia, there's a shirt that's going around that says COVID-19 national champions, which is very funny. So they didn't report a case. They just
you think it's a combination of nobody's coming and going from West Virginia. That's one thing. So their curve has always been flat. And then the other thing is like nobody goes to the doctors because everyone's just a straight up meth hillbilly. Like, is it those two things or is there something else we're failing to see?
I think that's
on the coastal elite.
It's a combination of the both, but I think it's like, it's just one of those places where it's just, there's people aren't out and about in West Virginia. I mean, nobody's leaving. People are isolated.
Yeah, people living far from each other is probably a good thing.
Exactly.
And if Walmart's closed, it's like, where are you going to hang out?
True.
Exactly. Well, yeah, so this is, I mean, guys, we're in unprecedented territory. We're going to continue being in unprecedented territory. And hopefully none of us get sick. Hopefully none of our loved ones get sick. And if we all do, we get better fast, right?
Is now a good time to try like ayahuasca or DMT or like, what do you
think? Man, I was thinking about that, dude. I don't know if... Like, I'm very tempted to like try to dig up some sort of like, yeah, like I'm going to try to find some peyote or like, but even smoking weed right now seems like a fucking risky endeavor, you know?
Because of your lungs.
I'm just, well, not even the lungs. I'm just like, dude, the thoughts that you're going to be susceptible to.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, I get that I have to reckon with my own mortality. I understand that, but I don't want to do it when I'm fucking playing Animal Crossing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'd rather just like let it happen, you know? But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe I'll find some fucking, you know, some high grade peyote out in the desert. Spend 9 hours talking to the ghosts of coronavirus victims.
Yeah,
and come out with an answer.
Powerful.
Sounds scary. I don't know if I'm up for it, but maybe.
That sounds a little scary. Yeah.
You never know.
We'll have to see.
Dog boobs. Don't give up. Don't freak out and.
Yeah.
Walk up.
Yeah, dog. This is actually the time where we joke about your bizarre suicide tendencies, but this is the time where we get it. Things are going to get bad.
Yeah.
Do not give up.
No,
it's not the time.
I know.
Hunker down.
I know. Better not get real bad, you guys.
No, that's not the theme. The theme.
It better not get real bad.
No, it's good. It's going to get real bad. That's not
no.
The thing. The thing is, when it gets real bad, you need to.
Yeah.
When what did Michelle Obama say? When they go low, we go high.
Go high.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. You.
That's exactly
when,
right.
When the world goes low, when the stonks go low, you go high.
Yep.
Your heart goes up. That's right. Yep.
That's how it is.
All right. Well, I'll let you go tend to the young Larry and Gibbs or whatever your kids' name are.
Gibbs and Biff.
Gibbs and Biff.
They have a beef jerky company. It's taken off.
Gibbs and Biff.
I love my kids.
Amazing.
Gibbs and Biff.
Gibbs and Biff.
Children's beef jerky line. Fucking hilarious. Do we want to? Let's try a couple randoms. I'm going to try random.
Beef jerky IRL. Kids.
I'm going to represent. We have a lot of like random truthers. Actually, I don't know if anybody is, but like if anybody listens to this thinks that we just pick things in advance and then we call it randoms, I'm going to show you how we do it in real time. And I guess I'm going to pick for all three of you guys since you guys can't do the share function, which we have to figure out. But
I have a really good random, so I'm just going to send it to you.
Amazing. Mope.io. What is the official subreddit for Mope.io? The hit real-time browser game.
Oh, what is
so
that?
So they claim. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Interesting.
What is your... dog, you can't share. You don't know how to share your function.
It to you.
let's see if when I open the text, it opens in the screen, and then there's something disturbing that somebody sent me in a meme, and it's always possible. All right. Did you get Mad Lads?
Mad Lads.
Oh, Mad Lads is
I love
crucial.
It.
Mad Lads is a very, very popular subreddit.
Yeah.
It has almost as many subscribers as coronavirus.
Oh my
god. Mad Lads is like it's guys being like not crazy, but pretending they're being crazy. That's the way to describe it.
Kind of sweet.
It's kind of adorable, and like the whole premise is being like, oh, like check out this Mad Lad. So it's like viral TV, like the cast of Big Brother Germany. This is actually insane. Have you guys heard this story, by the way?
No. Oh, guys, wait.
The Big Brother Germany, Big Brother Germany is filming right now, and none of them know this has happened.
That's insane.
Like, they are in isolation, being filmed in a reality TV show, and none of them fucking know. So, which is like going to make an amazing documentary, you know?
Wow, no kidding.
Like, I can't fucking believe that.
They're going to think this is all part of the show.
Honestly. Well, but they don't, they literally don't even know it's happening right now.
Wow.
Like, they don't even know the plot. So the cast of Big Brother in Germany doesn't know about COVID-19, and they're going to tell them in a live TV special. I have to learn German tomorrow.
That is wild.
They should tell them about it, then right away introduce a new housemate. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's so great. Hilarious.
Good Man. God.
That would be fun to work on one of those shows. There's another similar story with Jared Leto who has been...
Oh, it's so insane.
This is the most douchey Hollywood title ever written. But right. Jared Leto has been in this 12-day silent meditation in the desert and right. just came out right. of it to find out everything's on lockdown. It's like so fantastic and perfect in LA.
How did
Can
that-
you fucking imagine?
It's real.
Oh.
God bless Jared Leto.
Yeah, God bless
don't,
him.
Don't bless Jared. God doesn't need to spend any time blessing Jared Leto.
Bless.
There's when so God many other people man, he started with Jared Leto. That guy is perfect.
He's perfect.
Nothing perfect about that guy.
He can sing. He can move. I'm pretty sure he can do stand-up comedy. He can try.
Oh, he can try for sure. All right. Freed, your random that I'm assigning to you is, this is boring, but maybe some of our fans like it. Supernatural. I think this is a show, right?
Yes.
Dedicated to the TV show Supernatural, which I could give less a shit about. But this is cool. I like this image. We'll do one more random for all of our coronavirus survivors. Broadway. Oh yeah, Broadway got completely shuttered too, which is crazy. That's a whole industry that's like fucking like can you imagine if you were about to have your Broadway debut, you've worked your literally your entire life.
Whole life.
Broadway debut.
That would be fun. I mean, yeah, you can make the same argument about the Olympics. These fucking joggers. They're like, I've been jogging for what?
I know. Well, luckily though, the Olympics is interesting because this happened at a point where they're going, we're not going to train anymore. You're going to put our Olympians at risk. You need to postpone. So there's a little bit of that, but like it's weird with like, you know, that's why I feel so bad for these fucking restaurants and like these like. You know, I had to cancel a tour. Like, I was going on tour, and I had to cancel a tour. I had a huge show suspended. I had a huge show, or postponed, rather. I had a huge show that right now is postponed with no date in the future that we're probably going to live stream. And then I had an East Coast tour that all got canceled. But I'm, like, fucking way better off than most people when it comes to that. Yeah. Like, I didn't have, like, it wasn't going to be a huge tour. Like, there's some people that are, like, just had their breakout record going on a national tour.
Wow.
You know, whatever. And then those restaurants have worked their whole fucking lives to have this like flourishing restaurant. Now like they're all going out of business. It's really sad. So support your local restaurant as much as you can.
I was going to say to the Broadway thing, like it would be really cool to see just like a live stream, like almost like a CCTV stream of people getting like practicing their lines, their plays. Like,
yeah.
People have it on TV. I think this is an opportunity for TV to just like, put out stuff that's less finished and it's more like
totally.
Raw.
Totally.
Let things stream just so you can feel like you're not in your own space. Like you can see other people's spaces and how it is. Like it didn't have to be produced, you know, I guess is what
be
I'm saying.
Be a good idea. be a good idea.
I'm sure there's sites out there where you can like sign up your feed to be public. I just don't know about it. I mean, is that like a twitchy thing or?
I mean, there are twitchy ways. There's a lot of ways to do it, but I think that we're going to be seeing a lot of interesting technological evolutions over the next few weeks, I think. Just as like people start kind of having to find new ways to like monetize the arts and all that kind of shit. Yeah. Not to gloat or anything, but you guys jealous? Will hand Sani?
Are you cutting down? Are you using a lot? What are you doing?
No way, dude. I'm treating it like water in the desert.
Chugging it.
Exactly. So a little bit at a time. Hand it to a friend. There's only like a fucking drip left. He sees an oasis in the background. It's filled with hand sanitizer.
But there's no shortage of soap, is there?
No shortage of soap from what I can tell.
Don't they kind of do the same thing? I mean, exactly.
Well, soap, I mean, there's probably like antibacterial soap that I think is probably a shortage of, and you know.
Antibacterial was all bullshit.
Yeah, but also, who knows? Who fucking knows? I mean, what I was reading, or I think it was maybe that video that you sent around, Fried, is like the soap thing, the way that people are telling you to wash your hands with soap and water, which I actually heard was a really good analogy. They were like, wash your hands like you just cut up a jalapeno and you're about to put in your contact lenses, which I thought was like an interesting way to describe it, right? So, yeah. So like,
you know, substitute jalapenos with a life-threatening disease.
Exactly.
That's what you're about to put in your face.
Yeah, but they, you know, like
arguably way scarier than jalapenos.
I mean, that would
rather get maced in the eye than die of corona disease. But whatever.
Yeah, I don't really want to die from this for sure. But that's just how they say it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, they're much lesser of two evils. But anyway, all right, I'm gonna go play video games. What else? What else is there to do?
Happy quarantine, y'all.
Happy quarantine, y'all. Be safe. Be safe, you guys. Be safe, our fans and listeners, yes, and all that stuff. We're gonna try to do more videos, and I think if we have the courage, we might even live stream this shit. Yeah. If we have the courage.
Do you guys have any weapons? You see this sick blade I got, dude? Check that out.
I bought an axe. An engineering hammer, which is like a 4-pound hammer. Oh, I have like a few things. I have a baseball bat. Like I've kind of got a couple like close contact, like coronavirus weapons.
Right on.
But they will be useless when it comes to like the carnage of gunfire. But
you know what else is another good weapon is just like start coughing a lot if someone breaks in your house and be like, I got the disease. Wow.
Ah! That's one way to do it.
I got the virus.
And then I'll just
I got the ick. Yeah. All right. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of right at the front page of the internet, about the internet and coronavirus.
Yeah.
My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
I'm My Free Day.
I love you guys. You guys want like real name on this shit. Good work.
Yeah.
You guys are outed as real people now. Oh well.
Yes, we are.
You have to look up people are going to look up your respective IMDBs and shit.
Oh, does this show my name? Oh, geez, I didn't even know. Can we? I guess it's over.
Yeah. Wait, what do you think? I have the VFX skills to be able to like roto that shit? Yeah, right.
Rename. Now you tell me.
Great. All right. We'll be back next week. See you guys.
All right.
Be well.
did you write it?